Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you listen to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it.
Stayolday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
Wouldn't it be great to be so personally driven that you inspired other people to action, even when you weren't that motivated on your own? You can do so by reading my book, The Mirror of Motivation. I've already purchased a bunch of copies that I'm going to give away for free to you, shipping them worldwide. All I need you to do is go to workonmygame.com/motivation and tell me where to ship the book. Again, that's my book, The Mirror of Motivation, The Self-Guide to Self-Discipline. I am shipping free physical copies worldwide. I paid for the book already. You take care of the shipping. Tell me where to ship it. Go to workonmygame.com/motivation. Tell us where to send your book, and I'm sending you one now. Available while supplies last. That's workonmygame.com/motivation. You are now tuned in to the best show in podcasting, where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, yes, there is more. You get the personal initiative, which is that go-getter energy that moves you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. We put all this together. What comes out is the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is how to discover what you're naturally good at. Naturally good. Not artificially good, but naturally good. Now, this topic is a big thing, especially in the sports world, with so many people wanting to win that golden ticket of becoming an athlete at some level. And even nowadays, parents want their kids to win that golden ticket of becoming an athlete in a certain sport. The kids are starting their games earlier and earlier and earlier. There's actually a new book out. By the time you hear this, it's been out. It's by an author by the name of David Epstein. I actually forgot the name of the book. It may come to me as I'm listening to this, but I heard him on a podcast talking about this, how it's actually not the kids who start the earliest necessarily in a sport who end up making it, but it's the kids who get the eclectic experience of trying a bunch of different things unsupervised that end up being really good in certain sports simply because they got the experience of doing other things. And I'm sure there's a lot of other elements that go into it, but I remember him saying that when he was talking about his book. The author, again, is by the name of David Epstein. And if you look him up, you can find it, but I may have already reviewed it by the time you read this, listen to this rather. So go to DreAllDay.com/read. If you don't see anything by Epstein there, then just look him up on Amazon. Just look his name up. I'm sure the book will be the first thing you see about him. But again, today's topic is not necessarily about sports, but also about life, where some people aren't quite sure where they can make their mark as people. And I've heard from many of these people trying, they're doing something. I mean, it's not like they're not doing anything, but the things that they're doing, they're not so passionate about. And everybody needs something to do, folks. Like just having, for example, if you just had so much money that you didn't have to work anymore, you'd be miserable in a short period of time if you didn't have something to do. We all need a reason to get out of bed in the morning. We all need something. We all need a purpose. We all need something that we are passionate about, but also that we're willing to be disciplined in, and something that we can actually be good at. We need those things in life. So notice that when people talk about the basic necessities of fulfillment and being happy and feeling like your life has meaning, nobody ever talks about you need to make a certain amount of money. Now, do you need money to live? Of course. Food, clothing, shelter, none of those are free. Of course, you need those things. They're basic necessities. But when it comes to feeling like your life has a purpose, feeling like you're making an impact, feeling like you being on this planet meant something to somebody, money has nothing to do with that. So I'm saying that to say that there are people out there who are doing stuff where you're making money, you're getting paid for it, and you can take care of yourself and take care of your kids and take care of your family. But if you don't feel there's any real purpose behind it, if you don't have any real passion behind it, if you don't feel it's really fitting into who you are as a person and speaking to who you are as a person, and you're not able to speak through that work with who you are as a person, then you're going to feel like an unfulfilled individual. And I've had conversations with some of these people. So today's topic, discovering what you're naturally good at, is not just for people out there who may think you're an athlete or you're questioning whether you should be or not, but also for people who are not in sports, just in life. You're not quite sure where you can make your mark as a person. So today I aim to shed some light on helping you find out where your natural abilities lie. And just as a quick disclaimer before we start this episode, or we've already started, but before we get into our points, is that everyone has some natural abilities at something. Maybe there are a few people who only have one natural ability, but I think all of us have multiple natural abilities. So there is something for you out there. If you have not yet found it, or you believe that maybe you have just conditioned yourself or hypnotized yourself into believing that maybe there's nothing for you, I'm going to resolve that issue by the end of today's episode. So strap up, listen up, take notes. Point number one, today's topic is how to discover what you're naturally good at. Here's the first thing you must do to discover where you're a natural. Stop doing what you're not good at. This is the first thing you got to do. The things that you're not good at, and I'm not talking about by anybody else's observation or anyone else's opinion, but by your own opinion. There are some people listening to this right now. You've been investing a ton of your resources, your time, your money, your attention, your energy, your focus into doing things that you know you are not good at. You don't have any natural ability at it. Maybe you struggled and strived and made yourself into a passable performer at this thing, whatever it happens to be, but you know you are not naturally good at this thing. And you're wondering, and you're listening to an episode like this one, which is titled How to Discover What You're Naturally Good At. And you're like, I'm glad Dre talked about this, or maybe you don't even know who I am, but yeah, I'm glad I found this on Google so I can listen to this and figure out what I'm naturally good at. Understand something. You can never find what you're naturally good at if all your time is invested in doing things you're not naturally good at. Where's the space to even find it? How can you find something if you're spending your whole time looking at something that you don't even want? To find something, you got to create the space to go look. So the first thing you got to do is stop making so much of an investment in things that you're not good at, unless you could be doing something that you're not good at, but at the same time, you're enjoying the process of improvement. You see some improvements coming. You can feel the improvements coming. You're not good right now, but you can see yourself becoming better at it in the future. You can see that vision in your mind's eye, and you can, and at least at some level, see some tangible signs that this is actually happening. Unless you're in that category, if you're doing something that you're not good at, you're not passionate about, you don't have any purpose for, it's not exciting to you, and I know I'm talking to somebody right now, you need to stop doing that so you have some space to actually find the thing that's right for you. Understand that there are a ton of okay performers out there. Know what I mean? When I say okay performers, I mean they're good enough. We could even call them good performers. Okay slash good, they all in one category. It's all like the middle class of performers, okay? There are a ton of middle class performers out there in everything. There are so many of them, in fact, that they all blend in together. None of them stands out. And there's only one reason why they don't stand out. Because they're all really good or really okay or really average or whatever phrase you want to give. That's all the same thing. If you work really hard at something that you're not naturally good at, if you work really hard and you have some good instruction and information, you can become good. You can go from not good to good if you work really hard at what you're doing. But understand something. Going from not good to good is like going from the bottom of the middle class to the top, more in the upper half of the middle class, but you're still in the middle class. You can't stand out in the middle class because it's too crowded. Nobody can stand out in the middle class. So what you are better off doing, if you want to stand out, if you want to make a real impact on people's lives and starting with your own life, work hard on something in which you have natural ability, something that you could actually become great at or legendary at or one of the best at. And I want you to understand something as well. Time is limited, people. Choice is important because you don't have the time to sample everything and figure out where your natural abilities lie. So this is where you have to be insightful enough to look at yourself, ask yourself, where do I have some natural abilities? What are my natural inclinations? What am I naturally interested in try those things out. So you can't just try everything randomly and say, all right, hopefully I figure one out before I die. All right, you don't have enough time. There's too many things to do to try everything out. And tomorrow there are going to be 10 new things to do that weren't even on your list. So ask yourself some questions. Get some insight into yourself. Who am I as a person? What am I naturally interested in? What are some natural abilities that I have? Try out some things that speak to that and then see where you get. Because you don't have time to try everything. All right? You'll run out of time before you try everything out and finally figure out what the right thing is. You also run out of energy. Point number two. Today's topic is how to discover what you're naturally good at. Now, here is where I want to talk about comparison. Now, I don't suggest that you do too much comparing of yourself to other people for a couple reasons. Number one, what another person is capable of has no bearing on what you're capable of. So even if you're comparing yourself to other people so you can feel superior or so you can catch them and surpass them and be better than them, understand that your ceiling as a person may be a whole lot higher than merely being better than them, whoever they are. So really what you need to be looking at is what you can do, not what they can do. And at the same time, another reason why I don't suggest comparison so often is that if you do enough comparing, eventually you're going to find somebody that's so far above you that you're going to start feeling worse about yourself. You may start feeling that it's not even worth it because you'll never be able to catch this person. There are some people you won't be able to surpass in certain things, in certain areas of life. And as the saying goes, compare and despair. So this is the reason why I don't suggest comparison too often. I don't talk about comparison hardly ever here on this podcast, but today I'm making an exception. This is point number two, compare yourself to others. And the topic again is how to discover what you're naturally good at. Compare yourself to others so that you can ask yourself, where do I stand out and have an unfair advantage over other people? Where do I have abilities that other people just don't have? If I wasn't allowed to acquire any more skill in my life, meaning I could never work on my game again, I only can work with what I have right now and do the best that I can with just this. I'm not allowed to improve at all. I just had to work with this. Where would I perform the best right now? That's a great question right there. I got to give myself credit for coming up with that one. I'm going to say that question one more time. I want you to ask yourself this. If you were not allowed to acquire any more skill, I don't know how anyone would regulate that, but let's just bear with me here. You're not allowed to acquire any more skill. You can't work on your game anymore. You cannot get any better at what you do. The only thing you can do from this point forward is perform with the skills that you have today, right now, in this moment. You will never get any better than you are right now. You are a finished product. With just these abilities that you have today, where would you produce the highest level of ROI? Where? What's the one thing you could do that you would be the best at? Now, you want to have some passion for it. You want to have some purpose for it. And you want to have some seeds of ability to be great at it. This thing. It doesn't have to be something that you've already been doing. But you had to pick one thing. What would it be? And how much time are you spending doing that thing? When's the last time you did that thing? When's the last time you even thought about that thing? Whatever it is. And also in comparison to other people, where do you have an unfair advantage? Where do you just have some abilities that other people just don't have? Where do you just have some natural skills that other people got to work really hard to get and they still can't get to them? But you could just do it naturally just because. You don't even know how. You just have it. Where do you have abilities that other people just don't have? No matter how hard they try and how much information they try to gather, they just can't do the things that you can do in a certain space. What are those for you? And we all have them. The challenge, again, that we have is that often we get so caught up in the day to day, following our careers, for whatever reason we got into those careers that are not a fit for our natural talents, that we forget all about the natural talents and pay them no mind. But they are there. They exist. They're just latently laying within you, waiting to be called on, if ever. And ask the right question, you'll wake them up. Point number three. Today's topic is how to discover what you are naturally good at. Definition of this phrase natural means done in a normal manner without special intervention. Also inherently, innately, instinctively. Which activities of yours, which abilities, which skills of yours best describe, can you describe with these words and phrases? Can you best describe with the phrase, like, you just do it in a normal manner without any special help or intervention? It's just normal for you to do this thing, and it's not for everybody else. It's just an inherent ability that you have. It's innate for you. It's instinctive for you. You don't even have to think hard about it. You're just able to do it, and you're really good at it, and people admire you for it, and people get out of your way when you're doing it because they know they can't match you. What activities have you partaken in that you can describe of yourself with these words and these phrases? Again, we all have these. You may have sung yours to sleep because of non-use over the years, or misuse, but they do exist. They will wake up when you wake them up. Now, this can be a steep uphill climb for some of you if you can't use these phrases, but you're in a space that you want to stay in. If you're doing something that is not innate, is not instinctive, is not natural for you, but you believe you're really good because you put a lot of effort and time into getting good at that thing, and you want to stay there, understand that you're going to be in an uphill battle, a steep uphill battle. It's damn near climbing a ladder. All right? You ain't going to be able to walk. Because you're going against people in that same space. You're going to be going against people who listen to this episode and they're jumping in it because they have some natural abilities. Meaning, they're doing things in 1 hour that takes you one day. They're doing things in 10 minutes that takes you 3 hours. They're doing things naturally that you got to work really hard and concentrate really hard to achieve. Now, you may see valor in that and feel like, well, I put in more work. I put in more effort, and you're just, you know, you just had this mentality. You're motivated and you're inspired, and you want to inspire other people, and don't let anybody tell you what you can't do and you can do anything. Listen, all that's fine and good. But if you are not naturally skilled at something and you're competing against people who are, if they put in the same effort as you, you have no chance whatsoever. So then your response is, well, I'll just put in more effort than everybody. Well, here's the problem, people. We're going to eventually run out of time. We'll eventually run out of energy. We'll eventually run out of talent. You can't outwork the whole world. Listen, hard work is important. This podcast is called Work on Your Game. I mean, after all. But it's also choosing where to focus that hard work. That's also important. Actually, that's more important than just working hard. Because you can work hard at something in which you have no talent. What are you going to produce? Who's going to know your name? Who's going to give a damn about the fact that you put that work in? Because you're not good. Why would anybody even pay attention to it, let alone give a damn about it? So this is why you got to ask yourself the right questions. And tomorrow we're gonna go deep on this whole subject of choice, of insight, of choosing the right things that produce a high level of results, as opposed to grinding away at something that's only producing small results, incremental results. And there is a way to do that. And tomorrow we're going to dive deep into that. So if you weren't planning on listening to another episode ever again of this podcast, just listen to one more. All right, let's recap today's topic, which is how to discover what you're naturally good at. Now, while this is a big thing in sports, a lot of athletes or would-be athletes trying to will themselves into being athletes when they really don't have the ability for it. Now we even got parents trying to will their kids into being athletes. Assuming the kids don't have it, the parents don't understand it either. But also in life, where there are a lot of people walking around this world today who aren't quite sure where and how they can make their mark. And this topic exists to help shed some light on this challenge, to help you find out where your natural abilities may lie. So you got to ask yourself some questions, and I'm going to get into that. Point number one, stop doing what you're not good at. This is the first thing you got to do. This is not a question. Okay, this is a direct order. Stop doing the things that you're not good at unless you see some seeds of improvement and you enjoy the process. Unless you can say yes to both of those, stop doing things you're not good at. And there's too many people doing stuff they're not good at, have no natural ability for. You don't have a sense of purpose in doing it. You don't have any passion for it. Yet you keep showing up every single day with plenty of discipline. Why? You're in the way, first of all. All you're doing is making the bottom of the pyramid more crowded, more averageness that we don't need. Second of all, you're not getting any personal fulfillment from it. Why are you even doing it? The paycheck? There's a lot of ways to get a paycheck, people. But you got to stop doing what you're not good at, because you're not producing any value for yourself. There's no value for whoever you're working for. There's no value for whoever's consuming it, because there's no passion behind it. There's no purpose behind it. And there's no skill behind it. There's nothing behind it. There's nothing. We don't need that. Let a computer do that job. Point number two, compare yourself to other people. This is one time that I'll actually tell you to do this. And ask yourself, where do you stand out from other people and have an unfair advantage? In what areas, what elements of your personality, of your skill set, what talents of yours, what whatever of you makes you stand out from other people where you have an unfair advantage? What are those things? They do exist. Write a list. Write them down so that you know what they are and remind yourself of them. And then ask yourself, where do you have abilities that other people just don't have? Write these down. Here's another one. If you weren't allowed to acquire any more skill, you just had to work with what you had right now, where could you perform the best? Where would you feel fulfilled and produce a high ROI at the same time? There is an answer to that question. If you don't have an answer, keep thinking about it until you get an answer, because it does exist. Point number three, definition of natural means done in a normal manner without special intervention. It also means inherently, innately, instinctively. What activities of yours or that you've ever done can you describe yourself with those words and phrases? If you don't have any, or you're spending a whole lot of your time investing a lot of your time and effort into something in which you can't use those phrases and words to describe your work, you're in an uphill battle against other people who can. Meaning, it takes you 10 units to do what they do in one unit. They're going to beat you. You can't win that race. They're playing a different game from you. You're not going to win in that. Now, if you want to have the guts and glory of saying that you worked hard and you made yourself into something, even though you started off not good and everybody else had more talent, but you just outworked them. Listen, that sounds good in a children's story, but that's not the way that life works. The people who really make an impact and really become great at what they do have some natural abilities for what they're doing before they start doing the hard work. Now, while many of them will not admit it because they sound like less of a superhero if they admit that, that's the truth. And tomorrow we're going to get into that in detail. And today's topic again is how to discover what you're naturally good at. And there's a point number four that I didn't even say. After you found what you're naturally good at, that's when the real work begins. So don't think that just finding what you're naturally good at means you're home free and everything's going to be good. No, the real work starts after you make the right choice of where am I actually good. Now, what's going on in the game group? We know the game group is about the discipline. The discipline to enact the strategies that produce the results. So what we talk about here on this podcast, the next step of that is are the roadmaps to how to actually do this. So I've given you some great ideas on how to figure out what you're naturally good at. Well, what do you do with it? Now that you figured it out, what do you actually do with that? What's the next step? Where do you enact this? Where can you actually produce something tangible from that? That's what we go into in the game group through a series of master classes where I talk about these things in the business sector and the personal sector. And any of you who are athletes in the sports sector as well. So any of you who listen to any episode here and has gotten the wheels turning for you, has planted some seeds for you, and you want to learn, all right, what's the next step? How do I actually, now I've answered these questions that you asked me, Dre, what do I do with this information? What's the next thing that I do and the next thing to where this is actually producing something and it's something real that people can see, feel, touch, and taste? How do I do that? The roadmaps are in the game group. In the game group membership, there's a monthly membership. There's a forum there as well where you can ask questions, get your questions answered in detail. So any of you who's ever emailed, text, at reply, DM'd me, and you want to get it detailed answers on how you can do certain things, first of all, you're going to have to ask me some better questions, but you'll know what those better questions are because you're in the game group getting deeper level information before you even need to ask me a question. You'll ask me some better questions, and you're going to get detailed answers from me that could be even podcast length answers. I might do a video. I might do it in written format. Might send you some links to some stuff of mine. All of that is in the game group, and that's in the forum section. In the game group, again, there are the roadmaps to taking the stuff that we talk about here on this podcast, the questions that I'm giving you that you need to answer. How do you make them real? That's what we do in the game group. And it starts with your discipline. Then it's the strategies. And of course, we want to produce results. If you're not producing results, then why are you even performing? But that's all at dreallday.com/game group. Get all the information there. Work on your game. Dreallday.com. You just listened to an entire episode of my podcast. If you've been getting value from this podcast, the 1,000+ episodes that I've been putting out, or this is just your first one, please go to Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review of my show. It helps me out. It helps the audience out so they know what kind of show this is before they listen to it, if they want to kind of get a taste for it before they commit to listening. And it lets me know that I'm giving value to you every single day on this podcast. So anywhere you can leave a review,
please go leave a review. Thank you. I appreciate it a lot. I'll see you in tomorrow's episode. Work on your game.